first week of school disasters. You got any of those stories? Got a text from Charlotte. Said when my daughter Charlotte was in, when my daughter Charlotte was in middle school, she got on the wrong bus. She was going to Western. Bus took her to Manual. Bus driver told her it was the right bus. So first day of school, wrong bus. It was her birthday, too. She ended up eventually graduating from Manual, and now she's in law school at Boston.
Oh, wow.
So there you go.
It worked out.
It ended up working out.
It worked out. Oh, my goodness.
Getting on the wrong bus. So that's the theme. Kevin said went to the wrong school. I was a freshman.
Oh, gosh.
Somehow got on the wrong bus. Didn't realize it until I was sitting in class. Wondering why no one looked familiar.
Oh, my gosh. Walking in the building, you didn't notice?
You know, I don't know. Maybe you're half asleep. Maybe you just don't know. I don't know. Stayed for 20 minutes, too embarrassed to admit I had no idea where I was.
Bless his heart.
Then, yeah, I was going to say, eventually you just got to go to the, can I go to the office? Hey, I don't think I'm supposed to be here.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, I don't think I'm supposed to be here.
Mandy got trapped in the bathroom. Door wouldn't open. Didn't want to yell for help because I was convinced someone would recognize my voice.
Yeah, what happened within the first few weeks of school, first week of school disasters? Marianne said, on my very first day at Seneca, 2005, it was storming, pouring down rain all day. An electrical fire in a microwave started inside a classroom.
Oh, my gosh.
So they had to evacuate the school outside in the rain. We all stood there getting soaked. I was a freshman, knew no one. It was miserable. What a horrible way to start high school.
Oh,
I know my fellow Red Hawk alumni remember that day.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Jessica. When my daughter was in kindergarten out in Bullitt County, we had been teaching her as she got older to not talk to strangers.
Okay.
Well, she got on the bus to come home, and when the bus monitor was asking her where she lives, she wouldn't answer them. So we couldn't find her for about an hour after school ended because she was supposed to be off the bus at the bus stop.
Bus driver's like, no, seriously, kid, tell me where you live.
No, seriously, my name is Kelly. Let me help you out here. We're not strangers anymore then, right?
I'm trying to actually drive you home. I need to know where you live. Nope, not supposed to talk to strangers.
Oh, wow. Oh, Renee, another bus mishap. When my daughter was in elementary school, the bus driver forgot she was on the bus until the very end of the route. She circled around, dropped her off, and my daughter had no clue to the contrary, while I was a parent, chasing the bus down, calling the school frantic, wondering where my kid was.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I'll tell you, like, those bus transfers, sometimes hairy things can happen in those bus transfer.
Oh my gosh. Another Debbie just texted, my daughter got left on the bus. Her older sister forgot to tell her to get off at the bus stop.
Her older sister. Yeah. Forgot. You know what? This kid's annoying.
Oh my gosh. Which, by the way, back to Jessica, at least now she talks to everybody. She was told not to talk to strangers. So, yeah, now she talks to everybody.
We're talking first week of school kind of disasters. Chris said, first day of kindergarten. Met my best friend. We both got in trouble and were moved to the bad kids table.
There's a bad kids table?
26 years later, we're still friends. It was in the back of the room. No one at the table was allowed to talk or do craft time.
That's hysterical.
There was a laminated sign above it that said, if I remember correctly, we were bad and now we don't get to have fun.
Oh my gosh, there's a shaming sign.
Wow. Things were different back then.
Wow. Dang, that's almost like Breakfast Club. It was like their version of Breakfast Club.
That's funny. First day or first week of school disaster stories.
Allison, I graduated college in 2009, couldn't find a permanent job, so my mom got me a job working as a substitute teacher at my high school.
Uh-huh.
I showed up for work on the first day of school, September 2009, and when I reported to the office to get my classroom assignment scheduled, the secretary asked me where my school ID was and what homeroom I was in. I tried to explain to her that I was there to work, but she didn't believe me, tried to send me to the principal's office for lying to her.
That is funny.
I literally got sent to the principal's office as 22 years old as a substitute teacher.
That's too much.
Hysterical.
All right, those are good. Thank you for the stories. Happy back to school.
Awesome. Hopefully your day goes smoothly.
Right, on 99.7 DJX.